says it's only a matter of time. Warning comes from local mining industry leader Ron Manners, who is in the process of selling out the vast bulk of his interest in a company he founded, Croesus Mining. Mr. Manners says the sale of the 18 million shares will not change the company's strong links with Kalgoorlie-Boulder, with the new owner, Canadian firm Eldorado, seeing the Goldfield City as the ideal venue to launch their operations into Southeast Asia. He says Kalgoorlie-Boulder is the best mining service centre in the world, but leaders in the city must remain on guard to maintain that standing.
Unfortunately, there's an anti-mining element in Kalgoorlie. It exists at several levels. I see it often in the press. People are commenting that miners are not paying their way, and there's an anti-element. Every time there's a burst of the anti-mining sentiment, you'll probably lose one or two more mining companies because they certainly don't have to be here.
In the Kalgoorlie Magistrates Court, a 19-year-old man has the tutorial assistance program through Open Learning. 20 past nine on ABC Radio, the sound of Goldfields Esperance. Well, we're continuing our special on Australia Remembers shortly. This morning, looking at one of the great characters of the war years, who was Bernie the Hamburger King. He wasn't actually...
The Sound of Victory Day, August 15, 1945.
Sound of Goldfields Esperance, our Australia Remembers special continues about the same time tomorrow morning. 26 past nine. Coming up shortly, we'll be hearing from Ron Manners, chairman of Croesus Mining. Processes are in place for Ron to sell his 18 million shares in Croesus, and we'll find out why and where to from here for Ron.
Processes and exporters and importers and consumers.
The name Ron Manners has been synonymous with the company Croesus Mining. The link will be changed somewhat, however, seeing as Ron is in the process of selling his 18 million shares in Croesus to a Canadian firm by the name of Eldorado. ABC journalist John Bowler found out about it when he spoke to Ron yesterday.
Myself and Croesus generally are encouraging that Canadian company to continue their investigations, because we think that will open up many more opportunities for Croesus. And the technical team we've put together here have proved that they're quite able to export some of their ideas and abilities, and the Canadians are very keen to develop Croesus as a Kalgoorlie-based operation for them to pursue some of the Southeast Asian mining opportunities that have been presented to them in Canada. So I think this is a situation that is being welcomed by Croesus, being welcomed by me as a natural progression for Croesus, opportunity where we can grow the company into a whole range of other opportunities, as well as doing more of what we're doing here, right here in Kalgoorlie.
How many shares were involved in the deal?
Mancal Mining Proprietary Limited, the private company's just got over 18 million shares in Croesus.
And what percentage would that be of the total shares on issue?
About 19.5.
Mm-hmm. A sizable deal. What's the total deal worth?
It's a private arrangement in that they're buying a private company, and I must say that whilst Croesus is a very public company, Ron Manners himself is a very private person, so there are two legs to the deal. But the overall the net result is that nothing changes here in Kalgoorlie. All the people are the same, the staff remains exactly the same, and I'm still here. The only change will be there will be two Canadians joining the Croesus board. The Croesus board and I've been invited to join the board of Eldorado, the Canadian company. So there'll be a strong link formed between ourselves and the Canadians on future developments that may involve activities outside of Kalgoorlie, but operated from here.
You painted a rosy picture for both sides, but would some people say it's still a sellout by you? Why are you selling out a company that you established? You even named it. You named it after the street where you lived, and you've brought this company through adolescence into adulthood, and now you're getting rid of it.
I don't think you could say you could think of me as a parent, I suppose, in some senses. And Croesus has reached adulthood, and it has a life of its own that's a much stronger entity than I am personally, and it deserves to live a life of an adult. So it's probably might be moving out from home.
I understand this. Despite that, Ron, you're still retaining an interest as well as being the chairman. You've still got your own private shareholding.
Yes, I've got a block of shares in Croesus that I've not been tempted to sell. So I'm still there as the chairman. I'm still there as a shareholder. So, but Croesus has got a whole range of additional opportunities. So I think it's been well received by our staff, and I'm sure it'll be well received by our shareholders.
You mentioned the fact that the new company, the new board of management team, will continue to base their operations out of Kalgoorlie. That's one something that you actually went out of your way to do. You didn't become a St. George's Terrace miner, didn't you?
Well, I've never seen much sense in shifting away from the Kalgoorlie culture. It's so easy to operate from Kalgoorlie. There's a whole... Everyone understands what you're talking about. You find if you move your base to any of the capital cities, it's in a different world, and you find that it's so much harder to get a drilling rig or get a mining contractor, or you're not face to face with the people with whom you deal. So Kalgoorlie remains the eminent mining service centre in the whole world. There's no equivalent to Kalgoorlie anywhere in the world, and I really know that from experience. There's just nothing like Kalgoorlie, and as long as it keeps its eye on developing as a service centre to mining and doesn't forget its roots, I'm sure it will continue to benefit the whole industry and everyone that lives here.
Do you think more companies could follow Croesus' lead and sort of move back to Kalgoorlie and get their little bit of dirt in their hands again?
Well, that's a decision they've got to tackle. There's a lot of them have been scared out. I think there's an anti-mining element in Kalgoorlie. It exists at several levels. I see it often in the press. People are commenting that miners are not paying their way, and there's an anti element. Every time there's a burst of the anti-mining sentiment, you'll probably lose one or two more mining companies because they certainly don't have to be here. I've just taken a longer view and say that the mining companies will probably be here much longer than the anti-mining element of people that come and go from time to time. But we take a longer view, longer-term view than the anti-industry people.
Ron, the future for you, staying with Croesus, you wouldn't be tempted to sort of go off and start all again, would you?
I'm too loyal a guy to go and go around the corner and start a Croesus Mark II. I've taken an interest in everything that the guys are doing here, and I'm going to be here for quite some time, helping them in every way possible.
Ron Manners, chairman of Croesus Mining, speaking there with ABC journalist John Bowler.
Under the current Mining Act, Tim, we've got a situation where the prospectors being left out of the big companies are sort of getting favouritism and thing, and we're not real happy with the way situation is. It's virtually the prospectors being forced out of the industry, and you see that from Marble Bar right through to Kalgoorlie, newspaper articles gradually portraying it. And what we've done with Ron Manners, I've worked in tribute arrangements. Tribute arrangements is where you pay the leaseholder a percentage of whatever you earn out of the lease. Generally, it's around about 10%. In Ron Manners' case, it was a very similar amount. And we didn't earn much money by taking on a tribute with Ron. But Ron worked through the... what we've got is the problem with the duty of care with the Mines Department. The duty of care means that the onus is placed on the leaseholder. Even though you take on the tribute, the leaseholder has still got the responsibility of the lease. So many companies don't want to take on tributes because they're responsible for the clean-up afterwards. But with Ron, he worked through that, and he gave us a tribute on the ground, and we were able to produce about 40 ounces of gold. But while we're out there, we uncovered some other mineralisation on the boundary of Ron's ground, which led to another company out there. I just can't remember the name of the company offhand, but they did some further drilling out there and uncovered a small ore zone. They put a trial parcel through the battery and produced about 50 tonnes of dirt as a trial parcel and put it through the battery. But just from our work out there alone, even though we produced only the 40 ounces, it gave other people the opportunities of further work, like the drillers got work from it. We were able to work, and the state battery gained work. And all the spin-offs in that, the suppliers in the industry supplied the materials for the drillers, and the battery had to have materials for their drilling, and the spin-off the industry, just from our small little operation. But that's a credit to Ron that he understands these situations, and he's worked through the problems within the industry, or within the Department of Minerals Energy, to try and get us a tribute arrangement. And I can only congratulate him through taking the patience and to allowing us the tribute operation and giving us work. And on top of that, what I say is that since we've pulled out, there's been another tributer take on the same tribute what we had. We pulled out and someone else took over. And they're having success out there. Very minor success, but it's only meagre income for him. But at least the man's able to get an income coming in. But Ron's worked through and helped him and helped others. And it's tremendous to see him do that. And it's a credit to him.
Do you think more of this sort of thing needs to be done by other companies like Croesus to help prospectors?
I've been arguing with the Mines Department for some time on a personal basis, trying to... Bob Stevens is Undersecretary, or he assists, but he's advisor to Bob Cash. I've been working with him and trying to get him to listen to work in a tribute arrangement in the thing and take the duty of care and put it in the hands of the person working the thing. And that would go a long, long way, doing the person doing the work. If he was made responsible for the work that he was doing or for the clean-up afterwards, which is a satisfactory thing, instead of the companies, we would see a lot more companies favour giving tributers the rights to work their land, like get on their land.
And that would help a lot of prospectors, in your view.
It'd open ground up. I've worked tributes for some years. I've worked with KLV and had successful tributes, and I've got substantiated me environmental record with the Mines Department in Perth, so they've got a detailed knowledge of how the environment is replaced and the credit down there. So if I say I went to a department now or a company, I can go to the company and say, well, will you give me a tribute? And they can check with the Mines Department the environmental record and situations like that. And the credibility goes all the way down the line. But if we could get this established in the industry, we'd see a lot more problems resolved. I see that the current Mining Act is creating conflict and division in the industry, and there's no need for that. Under the old Mining Act, we had a tremendous period where everybody, including pastoralists and everybody, generally got along together. In the current Mining Act, we're seeing it deteriorate shockingly, and I'd like to see it improved.
Okay, Ray, thanks very much for your thoughts this morning. Ray Keane, a prospector who's been working in the Kalgoorlie-Boulder area now for a number of years. 12 to 10 on your local ABC. Coming up shortly, we'll be hearing about a new comet that's been discovered.